After over 4 years and $300 million, people in Wyoming got to see what the restoration of the Wyoming Capitol looks like. The building had been falling apart, and several lawmakers argued that something had to be done. But spending money on the project and the adjoining office building was questioned by many across the state, since it came at a time when Wyoming was strapped for money. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, things have changed.
Good, how you doing?
An estimated 2,000 people stood in front of the Capitol last Wednesday for a chance to get a peek at the facility. The building was restored and renovated. The goal was to take it back to how it looked around the time of statehood, while finally solving problems caused by having such an old building, which included very small committee rooms. Former Senate President Tony Ross was among those who oversaw the project, and he proudly told the crowd that the Capitol is once again open for business.
It's the people's house, and we've made it so for you, more so than ever before.
After a number of speakers, there was a ribbon cutting.
Okay, here we go.
Then people were allowed in. The building now features uncovered paintings, art, and decorative walls that were restored to their original splendor after being covered up multiple times over the years. This includes a historic room that served as the Supreme Court that had been converted into an office space. Featuring gold and light blue wallpaper that was restored using computer technology, the room is a highlight. There's even a balcony. Oh, by the way, that's also where legislation was signed to give women the right to vote. The House and Senate carpet and walls have been returned to their original colors, and the light now streams through a window behind the Speaker of the House desk. Among those getting a glimpse of the facility were Amy and Harlan Edmonds of Cheyenne. Both are former state representatives who were initially concerned about some of the spending, but apparently those days are over.
I mean, it's stunning. It's so beautiful. I'm most excited about this gorgeous, the old judiciary. It's so beautiful.
Although husband Harlan isn't sure about the window in the house.
I think it would take some getting used to. It's having the natural sunlight is...
Maybe some sunglasses.
But I haven't seen the committee rooms yet, but I assume they're probably the single best improvement because those were sardine cans.
The committee rooms are better and bigger with technology that will allow some meetings to be streamed online. Denver resident Susanna De La Salde was with her husband, who sculpted four unique statues that have been placed at the top of the rotunda called Truth, Justice, Courage, and Hope. She says the Capitol is a treasure.
It's so dignifying. It's so... You can see the work of everybody in each corner, in each piece that they've done with so much love. It's wonderful. It speaks volumes. It's a building that speaks loudly.
That's music to the ears of Paul Brown, who was one of the project managers. He says they had to be painstaking in their approach.
Every time we turned around, we discovered something new. We'd find a piece of history that hadn't been revealed before, and we were able to uncover that. And so it's been really interesting from the beginning, but it was very difficult.
Former Governor Matt Mead went back and forth on moving forward with the project, but he eventually came around. Now, he is very impressed.
It is inspiring. It really is inspiring. And I think that is important for young people that go through there, our future leaders. You know, they need to see there's a special place and they should aspire to wanting to serve there.
Top elected officials are moving their offices into the facility, and it will be fully operational very soon. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.